Integrity is a master student. Integrity is a master student. How can we say integrity is a master student? What does that really mean to us? What does it mean in our life, in our way of thinking, in our attitudes? What does it mean to us to say integrity is our way of thinking? Just what is integrity? Integrity is where we stand forth claiming the truth about ourselves, where we stand forth claiming who and what we are, and being it. It's so easy to say, I would like to do this or that. It's so easy to say, I would like to be this or that. I would like to walk my perfect path. It's so easy to say, I would like to tell the truth at all times. I would like to be honest in everything I do. And it would be very easy to say that. We'd love to say that, because when we say that, then we act as though we're off the hook. Truly, integrity is a master student. Integrity is a master student. Any student who arrives at the state of integrity of being a student is a master student. Very few students arrive at the state of integrity of being a master student because they allow themselves to be distracted. Distracted and very important times. Now, I make a grave mistake in presenting my talks each morning to the monks at the monastery. And I present the talks to the monks at the monastery during breakfast. And as I present these talks to the monks at the monastery during breakfast, they allow themselves to be distracted with their eating. They allow themselves to be distracted with getting up and getting coffee or getting up and taking care of this or that for the table. And they allow themselves to be distracted by feeding the pets who come to the table and want to beg for food. They allow themselves to be distracted by the mannerisms of their pets and how their pets would take their attention away from the talks that are being given. And so truly, the presentation of the morning talks are not as effective as they could be. But I still give them, because this is the only time that they have given me to give it to them. This is the only time they have provided for being a master student while we're here. And so I, year after year, continue to do this. But what is integrity? Integrity is saying what you say you will do and doing it. Doing what you say you will. Do you have the integrity of doing what you say you will? Under all circumstances, absolutely, completely closing off all other avenues that might want to take your attention, and standing forth firm, definite, and knowing exactly what you want to do? Well, if you don't, you can work on it. Because all students are seeking to accomplish the goal of their course, the goal of the program that they're taking. Now, are you doing what you say you will? If you're doing what you say you will as much as you can, that's a good start. But to do what you're saying you will all the time, under all circumstances, unconditionally, always giving your foremost attention to whatever it is you say you will do, this is a master student. I've given illustrations on this from time to time, and the illustrations are usually pretty tough. Could you ever take something that didn't belong to you? Could you ever pick up a $1,000 bill lying on the ground that doesn't belong to anybody as far as you can see? But it does not belong to you. It does not belong to me. Hence, I cannot afford to pick it up. not even to take it to the police department and let them give it to whoever it might belong to. I cannot touch it if it does not belong to me. It is not my privilege to do that under all circumstances. Now, these may seem irrational, they may seem unreasonable, they may seem something that human nature just cannot abide in, but that's what human nature is. And when human nature is that, when human nature abides in that, then that is what human nature will experience and will always know. That's what human nature will always experience and will always know. And it's a good thing. Can you be pure in all your choices and honor and truth and respect all your choices? Can you be pure and true in them? Well, how do you be pure and true in all of your choices? How do you honor all your choices? How do you respect them? Well, it means we have to start thinking before we speak. And we cannot say something that we are not going to take care of. We cannot say, I will do this, and then we find something else distracting us. We say that I will be master of my pets, and then we allow our pets to be master of us. Oh, this is human nature. This is going on all the time. This is what happens to all of us. But when we have integrity, then we are a master student. Can you be pure in your choices? Can you have honor toward your choices, truth and respect toward your choices? Can you say that you will do something for yourself? For instance, I will say, I like me, and I will believe that I like me. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say that this is so wonderful. Do you have honor toward the statement, I like me? Do you really like yourself? And that's a time to begin to think about it and begin to realize you do like yourself. That's why you continue to live in your body and don't die. When you die, you no longer like yourself. You no longer want to live in your body. True. You want to give it up. You want to move on to the next dimension. You think it might be more exciting than this one is. And who knows? It may be less exciting, and it may be more, and it may be whatever it may be. But it will be exactly what you believe about yourself. If you have created in yourself, as a master student, the integrity that you are now, you will carry that into all of your experiences, all of your life, all of your attitudes, and you will live a worldly life that will be so fantastic, untouched by the outer, responsive only to the inner, whole and perfect at all times, and you will live with honor, truth, and respect toward yourself. And how glorious and how wonderful that is. Now, every thought is fulfilled when you are a master student. Every thought is fulfilled because you are so one-pointed, you are so one-directed to the goal that you have for yourself that every thought is fulfilled. Because the thought needs to be fulfilled only when you take the faucet and you put a glass underneath it. If you put nothing underneath the faucet and you're running it, which is what we do most of the time, then we don't have a glass of water. But when we hold the glass under the faucet and are with integrity, we do this with honor, truth, and respect. We do this by having all of our ideas immediately directed toward what we're doing. We get a full glass of water. We get what we chose to do. We fulfill our thought. Every thought is fulfilled when we learn how to be one-pointed, directed, one only one toward everything we do. This is the magic of who we are. When you are living unconditional love, you love yourself without any condition. You love everyone in your world, your creation, without any condition. You love all of your pets. You love all of the things that go on in your world. You just love, 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 love. And when you love all that is in your world, unconditionally, then indeed you are a master student. And why do I say master student and not a master, a fulfilled being, a fulfilled, revealed individual? Because so long as you feel that you are learning how to be unconditionally loving toward all in your life, you are still being a student. But once you have put this attitude in motion, this attitude of unconditional love toward yourself and toward everything in your world, then in truth, you are a master student. And when will you cease to be a student? Well, as far as human beings go, we will never cease to be a student, because we will always be revealing from within us who we are in our life, in our affairs, in everything we do. Integrity is doing what you say you will do, being pure in your choices with honor, truth, and respect, having every thought be fulfilled, and living in unconditional love. This is what it's all about. This is what you're all about. This is what I'm all about. We are integrity, and integrity is so magnificent, so fantastic, so glorious, that it's all that we could ever seek or ask for in our entire life. Have a lovely day, and know that integrity is a master student, and know that you have that integrity, and you are the master student right now in everything that you do. And it is fantastic. It is glorious. It is magic. Integrity is a master student. And that's who you are. And that is who I am. Yes. That's who you are. And that's who I am. Eternally. We can do it. And we do it every moment of our life. Walk with me in this beautiful path and know I love you. I love you. I love you.